This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DNFSB public hearing about LANL plutonium operations on Wednesday, June 7th in Santa Fe. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board will hold a public hearing about reducing the risk of current and future plutonium inventories at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, plutonium facility on Wednesday, June 7th at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center beginning at 5 p.m. A public comment period begins at 8:30 p.m. To pre-register to speak, please email your request to hearing@dnfsb.gov. The plutonium facility is the only place in the United States where plutonium triggers for nuclear warheads are manufactured. Operations have been down for almost 3 years due to criticality issues, but are expected to ramp up again. Operations began at the plutonium facility in 1978. It is located in wildfire and seismic zones and above surface and groundwater drinking water supplies. For decades, the Independent Federal Board raised issues about amount of plutonium that could be released into the environment by an earthquake and resulting fire. Because of the board's attention and the seismic analysis by Robert H. Gilkison, an independent registered geologist, limits on the amount of weapons-grade plutonium that could be located on the first floor of the facility were reduced from 5 metric tons in 2008 to 1.8 metric tons in 2012. Nevertheless, further efforts to reduce the amount of plutonium have not been a priority. Work has been stifled by the lack of funding and decades-long timelines to complete the work. A 2015 board report documents plutonium that could be stored in existing robust vaults is found in uncertified containers on the floor, of which 20% has been there for 5 or more years. The hearing is timely because last week the Trump administration proposed a $210 million increase to expand plutonium trigger manufacturing at LANL in fiscal year 2018, which begins October 1, 2017. Further, on Wednesday, April 19th, a fire broke out in the plutonium facility when 3 workers placed the contents of unlabeled waste containers into a plastic bag. The mixture contained pyrophoric materials that spontaneously ignited when exposed to air. A fire ensued. 1 worker received second-degree burns to both hands after placing the bag into a metal container located on a metal cart. He pushed the cart toward the front of the room away from the glove boxes where plutonium is handled and snuffed out the fire with a handheld fire extinguisher. The board's goal is to gather information from experts and the public about the risk of current plutonium inventory levels and actions taken to reduce current and long-term operational risks. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.